Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Foreigner bringing us back. That's a great rock and roll song. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. You know, folks, it's just you and me again, and I've still got this burr under my blanket about this transfer of control of the internet, and I want to keep talking about that. But first, I want to remind you about my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find, you can go back and listen to the archives of all the things that we do here on the show. We create 10 different podcasts from our radio show every day, so you can go back and listen to each segment separately. So if you like this segment, you didn't like the last one, don't listen to that one again. Come back and listen to this one again. It's all free there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including lots of other stuff. And also my website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. And that's ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you go there and find out more about the age of the customer, some of the things that I reveal there. And you can learn a lot, even if you don't buy the book. But I hope you buy the book, because I think people who have the book tell me that it's helping them. All right, so I want to continue this conversation about the internet. I'm concerned about the future of the internet. I'm concerned about the future of the unfettered, free internet, which is what you have right now. All right, folks, I know you have to pay to get connected to the internet, because there's a company that connects you to the internet. And I know you have to pay to build a website, and I know you have to pay to reserve a name and all that. So that's not free. But once you get established, the internet, you can come and go, right? There are no barriers. You can send an email to China. You can send an email to Afghanistan. You can send an email to Sheboygan. You can send an email to Anchorage and to Tokyo, right? To New Zealand. You can go on websites all over the world and just wander around out there in cyberspace wherever you want to go, because for one reason, and that's because when the U.S. government built the internet, and when the U.S. government made it commercially available to you and me in 93, they made it that way. And when they developed two different governance companies, first network and then ICANN, Internet Corporation for names and assigned names and numbers, when they gave contracts, the U.S. government gave contracts to those companies, their job was to control that traffic, to control the governance, those domain names, and to keep from bumping into each other and allow for the free flow of information. And that's what we have. And it's successful. Is it perfect? No. Is it better? Yes, I have that on good authority. One of our Brain Trust members, Steve DelBianco, is part of ICANN. He's a member of the ICANN community. And he's reported on this show for years. It's not perfect, but it's getting better. But the main thing is it works. But right now, as I told you the last segment, the government, the U.S. government, the Obama administration is in the process of divesting the U.S. control, the honest stewardship of making the internet available to anybody, divesting themselves of this and turning it over to a global community of stakeholders. Which is no different from what we have right now, but everybody always knows that if ICANN doesn't do it right, the U.S. could take it back and fix it, which we know that we would. But here are some things that I want you to think about. As government relinquishes an asset that we did build and that we have governed to the free and equitable and non-political benefit of everyone on the planet, consider these troubling possibilities. First, the transition being executed would leave ICANN responsible only to itself. Number two, ultimate control of the internet could be decided Once this new entity is created, we don't know who's going to be in charge. We don't know what the committee makeup is going to be. We don't know who's going to be pulling the strings yet, but we won't know that until after the U.S. has relinquished control. Ultimate control of the Internet would be decided without the default authority and honest stewardship of the United States government, which has been so steadfast for the last 20 years. 3. Future controlling interests of the Internet could be influenced, unlike America, could be influenced by geopolitics. And that would not be good, my friends. What if, think about this, what if there were a committee, an ICANN committee, that Russia, a powerful committee in ICANN, that the board of directors that included Russia on that. You think Russia would be voting for Internet governor in our favor right now? No, they would not be. But the United States has the ability to influence Russia's use of the Internet right now, and we're not doing it. We're being stewards of the Internet. I don't think Russia would be. I don't think the UN would be. And speaking of the UN, if the UN became the owner of the Internet, which they would like that very much. They covet the Internet. And when that happens, how would you like to be able to be paying a global Internet tax? That's my term, but I believe the UN wants the Internet control, and I believe they would tax it if they had a chance. Every individual and every business should be extremely concerned about the implications of the decision happening even as we speak to divest the US of the valuable asset we call the Internet. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.